Thanks for having it. You're welcome.
Firstly, may you friends to join with you at this time. I can feel your lightness and your brightness. It is heartening to see that you are beginning to take control of your own developments. That is good.
It's very pleasing to hear. Thank you.
For so long you have listened to this spoken word and listened and received encouragement and help from many. But it is so good to see that at last you realize that together you can achieve much more. And as you know, this has been our desire for each one of you. Last time there was much energy in this room, and although I was not with you, I was aware of the energy that was building among you.
Yes, we were all aware of it.
It was an interesting session last week, and I was going to ask you if you were aware of it and the help we received in blending, further blending our energy.
I would say to you, my dear friend, anything that helps you to become more aware of spirit is of course a good for you. But the very fact that this evening you have all decided to progress and go further with that feeling of energy from last time is good for you all. It shows not only your individual endeavors, but that now you truly have become a unit of energy. And I know each one of you here was much aware of what was happening last time.
Yes.
Yes. There is so much for you all to achieve individually and as this one group. The power of the energy that can be used from you enables us in our world to bring much more to you. So continue, my dear friends, in that form of development and see what what can be achieved. I do not intend to tell you what you can achieve. That is for each of you individually to know.
And Boniol, who looked in at the end of that session, he was clearly well aware of the energy improvement.
Yes, which is understandable. I'm sure you would agree.
Yes.
Heightened spiritual energy is the basis for many happenings, many spiritual happenings.
Also, there was some lovely smell of some kind, perfume, just coming and going.
Yes, it is just that your awareness has opened. There have been many occasions when these things have happened and no one has been aware.
I suspect that Boniol was attempting to materialize flowers. Some degree of awareness that with us that something was happening.
Yes.
And the perfume seemed to be noted by four of us. Possibly the perfume of the attempted materialization. I'm not sure, but that was my guess.
I would just offer one word of caution to you, my dear friends. Inasmuch as you all desire something to happen, you almost want too much. Be open, be aware, but just allow it to happen.
Yes, I'm sure.
When you become too focused and eager, that is the human side of you, that element of your being, which is impatient. So I would suggest to you to just stand back a little.
Yes.
And when that energy has built, allow it to offer what it can.
We shall be pleased to take your advice.
Yes, I know it is not easy, but nevertheless, I have given it to you.
Thank you.
To think about and to ponder. Now, I will say to you, I am not staying with you too long because you have much work to achieve. There is much and many who are waiting for you. So once again, my dear friends, I say, offer yourselves to us in spirit. And we will endeavor to help in any way that we can.
Could I, Sir Limit, just briefly mention a new contact we have in Australia?
Yes, of course.
Emmanuel has contacted us, and he's been reading the many transcripts. And he is doing his meditations and sent in a question about meditations. I can answer him by sending him the information that you have already supplied. But he also mentions that he has developed the habit of a protective prayer before he begins. Would you comment on that?
If that is his way of feeling protection, then that's is so. It is neither right nor wrong. Each of you individually in meditation chooses your own path, chooses the best way for yourselves to go to that deep state of meditation. Of course, if you are by yourselves, it is only sensible, I hasten to add, for you to have protective cover. It need not be an invocation of any kind, but just a realization that all is well, and you can surround yourself in that pure white energy. I would say to our friend to continue in the way he is, if that is what suits him. I would say that as he begins to sit from the beginning, to just surround himself with that pure white energy of love. The only problem, and it is not a problem, that is the wrong use of your words, that when you begin with invocations and words, you are not allowing yourselves to go more deeply within. The silence is what takes you within. You understand?
Yes.
Whilst you are vocalizing, then your mind is active.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, yes indeed.
So, I would suggest to our dear friends that he learns to slowly, slowly go deeper and deeper to the stillness and the quietness.
I'm sure he'll be absolutely delighted with that message.
But I say, as long as you are endeavoring to go into that quiet time, you will be given all the help that is needed, provided that meditative state is being used for the right purposes. So many people on your earth planet believe that when they go into that stillness and that quietness, that they can ask for all manner of goods and objects for their earthly life. That is not a spiritual meditation. You understand?
Yes, yes, sure. We all understand here.
Now, my dear friends, there are many who stand by you this evening, waiting to encourage and to help you. Please open your hearts and your minds to them. I will leave you now in the capable hands of our dear lady friend, and say only to you, do not be afraid to say what you feel and what you experience. The opportunity for growth here with you in this room.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.